This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
CNR on FSR, the Yankees lose their third straight game. Again, 11-3. You see what a real good team looks like versus a real crap team.
Well,
and I was like, you know what? Well, I still have the Bachelorette.
Oh, my God. Can I? Hold on. You are so ready to turn the page to the NFL.
Yeah, that's
honestly
my point.
Here, turn it right now, the page, because right now, I think it's time for you to admit
No, today's
the Yankees, today's the day?
Today? No, I'm serious.
I want to hear about running backs. I want to hear about the NFL. I want to talk about what's going down. Today's the last day. I want to hear you think the Yankees have hope.
I'm telling you about my Monday night. You know, we had a fun DP show yesterday, so I was winding down, really looking forward to my relaxing time. You know, I went to the gym and I was like, yeah, Clark Schmidt's gonna light it up, Yank's gonna turn it around. They didn't. And when they didn't, I was like, well, maybe the Bachelorette'll be interesting. It wasn't.
I'll give you credit. Those are two things you've stuck with that stink.
Yeah, terrible, man. I hate myself. I wanna like kick myself in the huevos just for doing this.
Well,
so again, just to wrap it up, I don't know if you noticed it, but it was one of the biggest interruptions since the OJ chase. Bachelorette, men tell all, and it was breaking news because Trump was indicted. Did you see that? So the whole world was sort of freaking out. I know you're in like dad zone at this point.
Trump indicted, Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Two things I couldn't care less about.
So I'm
right
like, I'm just telling you about my night.
I know. Seems like an awful night. I'll tell you what I watch in a minute, and I have a theory, and it has to do with sports. But to wrap up your day yesterday, how was your kid's first day of school?
Miserable. Yeah, she hates her class.
That defines everything about your attitude. Danny, didn't he come in today with a little like
not at all
little, a great
snarl
about him, a little something?
You know what? I gave her the sports theory, the Covino and Rich theory. I said, look, in life and in sports, look at the Yankees. Hey, look at the Mets. Hey, maybe even the Jets. They're making moves. Everybody thinks they're going to dominate. Sometimes when you think things are going to be great, it's the opposite. And sometimes when you think things are going to suck, it don't always turn out that way.
Did she slam her backpack down?
Yeah. Oh, man. She's like, I hate it. My teachers suck, and my friends are not in my classes.
I heard the same thing. We have daughters the same age, and that's the complaint I heard. In fact, I heard, can you please talk to my counselor and get some of my classes changed so I could be in with my friends?
I got
yeah,
that.
I'm on
Danny,
top of that right
and
now.
And I got like there's certain boys who just can't control themselves at this teenage stage, and they just relentlessly talk to her, kind of probably how Rich was in high school.
Hey.
You know, yeah, where they're
hey,
like,
how are you?
All right, dude, you're way too hyped up for me. Like, can you just back off? And she has to go to the teachers and say, yeah, he's a nice guy and all, but can you tell him to back off me? He's in every class. You know, she's a 13-year-old in eighth grade, And she came out with all this attitude. But I told her that, look, sometimes when you have low expectations, there's always that surprise team.
Do you think the Reds thought they'd be good this year, honey?
Exactly. I gave her the whole spiel. You know, I said, everybody thought the Mets were going to be great. Look, they're the worst.
Melody.
I remember my daughter was that age. I just jumped right in with her. She's like, oh, she's in there? Oh, I hate her. Ooh, she sucks.
Yeah. You know, I realized you got to do that. I said, what makes these kids suck so bad? She starts to tell me. I'm like, you know what? Trust your judgment. I did. Because some of these little L.A. kids suck.
Well, you know what it is? Joel, you know this for a fact. I know this, and my kids are only 6 and 3. If you see a crappy little kid, guess what's not far away? A crappy parent. When you see a rotten little 4-year-old at the playground, you're like, what's this little, hate this little kid.
His name is Rich Davis. You can find him.
And you look and you're like, who's parent? And then you see their parent. You're like, well, this makes perfect sense.
How many times in life, and we talked about this yesterday, but it's true, and it was a great lesson that we shared, but a great lesson for any young kid out there who really just doesn't believe it. In sports, in life, at a job. You know, when your expectations are, you know, whatever, just a little low, sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. You ever been with a woman and she unveils and you're like, whoa, I was not expecting that. It's just that pleasant surprise. And then sometimes
we've all been there, like,
you have
whoa,
these high expectations. You're like, huh.
I think we all paused and thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't give my daughter that analogy. I kept it sports related.
It's 6 a.m, right. But I like both of your analogies.
But
like,
you know, what ended up happening is after we went in on her classrooms, and this was a while back because my daughter's just graduated high school.
Wow.
Going to UNLV.
Nice.
So what ended up happening, by the time we got done with that discussion, she felt like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I am the best in that class.
Give her some confidence.
That's it. That's the goal.
Give her some confidence.
We ripped everybody else, though.
I like that. Now, think about it. The two analogies you made are great, right? You go into this baseball season. No one thought the Reds or the Orioles were going to be dominating. No one thought the Mets would be under 500. No one thought the Padres, after dumping all that money into their team. Did you think the Yankees were going to be in last place? So you never know. And much like as we look forward to the NFL season. Last year, you didn't think Russell Wilson was going to go to the Broncos and they'd be the worst.
Nobody thought that.
You know, right now,
I would love to see the one person who's like, guys, I know it's a stretch, but I'm telling you, Russell Wilson
is going to win 5 games.
He's going to stink it up this year.
Cowherd said he was going to go to the Super Bowl.
Like, I mean, stink it up like a 500 season? No, like really stink it up. Like, less touchdowns than bathrooms. Because remember the story last year?
He had more bathrooms in his house than touchdowns.
He had more bathrooms in his new home than touchdowns.
You never know. So, and right now, we're going to get to it in a little bit because we're going to talk a lot about NFL and running backs today. But now with the addition of Dalvin Cook, Danny, in our pre-show meeting, you said the Jets better hope they don't slip up and become the Mets because there's that sense of, all right, you've done everything you could. You loaded up. You got the weapons for Aaron Rodgers. Robert Saleh's giving motivational speeches. The Jets could only either live up to what we're thinking or be the Mets.
I like Emotep. I mean, Saleh's motivational speeches. Yeah, so, I love watching.
I mean,
Hard
Tommy
Knocks.
Would win with this team.
He would, and that's the template that Aaron's trying for, right? Like what Tom did in Tampa. It could be done.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers got that no look. He's got that no look pass work in the preseason. Hard Knocks is tonight, right? So I don't have to worry about any bachelorettes or anything. So Hard Knocks Tuesday.
Well, you know what? It's funny you should say Hard Knocks because I got some observations.
Let's go.
I caught up yesterday because I was like, you know what? Perfect. I'll watch last week's episode tonight. That way I could have back-to-back nights of Hard Knocks.
Well, good, Rich, because the whole point of my little rant here was today, Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, August 15th. I'm officially ready for football. A Fox Sports Radio CNR on FSR Nerf football. Look at this bad boy right here. Look at this bad boy.
Just in time.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for the football
right now
season.
If you want one of these Nerf footballs for your nose-picking kid or even for yourself. I like this. I like tossing this around. I'm ready, bro. Oh, I'm getting there anyway.
Thanks, Hank.
You could play Tyson Trivia.
Next hour
here on the Covino and Rich Show, 877-99 on Fox.
So the whole running back deal, the whole running back situation, as you know, you woke up to, oh, wow, Zeke Elliott's a Patriot, Dalvin Cook's a Jet. The AFC East is stacked.
Yeah, well, guess what? Some of these dudes, like everyone else in life, they're not any more special than anybody. I mean, they are.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
They're physically more gifted, and I get all that.
But
they have to make the pivot, as you always say.
Pivot?
It's like, yeah, I mean, hey, COVID, man, I used to be a travel agent. And you know what, man? I'm not getting paid what I used to. What did that travel agent have to do, Rich? Pivot into something else that was more lucrative to their career.
I
don't want to hear about, the, you know, $8 million's not what I deserve. Then do something else.
I used to
learn
sell,
to catch the ball better.
I used to sell typewriters.
Pivot.
No, yeah, you got to pivot in life. There's people.
So that's what I mean. Like, a sports position isn't any more special than any other career that's a little more obsolete than it used to be.
How many people post-COVID had to adjust because their career changed? Because a lot of people work different ways now, you know, since all that craziness went down. So, listen.
How do you think the librarian lady felt when her job wasn't as important as it used to be? The kids don't come in for the microfiche anymore. I mean, pick another job.
Things happen. And I do wonder, there's two people I'm thinking about. Not in a weird way. I'm thinking about Josh Jacobs. I'm thinking about Josh Jacobs because I wonder, it's like, imagine at your job, you were holding out for a raise or you thought your boss might give you a bonus. And then you heard, oh, Johnson, he said he got a raw deal. Do you want to quickly sign what was originally offered to you? Like, do you think there's a part of Josh Jacobs where he's like, oh, yikes. I may not be getting what I want, but Dalvin Cook, 8.6, Zeke, $6 million.
I think it's
Saquon
safe to say,
fought for 10.
Yeah.
And if he's getting close to 12, I think Josh Jacobs, Danny, in the next couple days, I think your Raiders are going to make a deal. Are they going to make a deal?
He dives at 11 at this point.
They're going to make a deal Howie Mandel style. Deal. No suitcases to be opened. Deal.
I hope so, because if Jimmy G has Josh Jacobs in the backfield, that is going to be a really good offense.
What's that phrase? I always get it wrong. It's like something about to spite your face and your nose or something. Don't cut your nose to... You could get a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking a T-bone. It's no wait.
You could shove your head up a butcher's ass.
Something like that.
It's got to be your bowl.
But it's your T-bone. Anyway,
fool me once.
Shame on you. Can't get fooled again.
Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again.
Whatever the expression is.
Bite your nose to spite your face.
What is it?
Your nose to spite your face.
Thank you, Spud. Jonathan Taylor, not Thomas, your favorite. Jonathan Taylor, the running back.
My favorite. You just shouted him out.
Home Improvement. What's up?
I never watched that corny ass show.
Jonathan Taylor.
I never did.
Jim Irsay, loose cannon. We get it. But is he... does he need to also say, yo, I'm that elite guy like a Josh Jacobs, like a Saquon. I got to get out there. By sitting out and waiting for a trade or waiting for something, is Jonathan Taylor making the wrong move? Now that you're seeing the landscape of running backs in the National Football League, you know, you got to also know your value. You can't be like, I want to make, you know, such and such if it's just not dictated in the market. We'll take your feedback next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right. Got Joel on the ones and twos.
Yeah!
Happy belated anniversary to hip-hop. Celebrated 50 years of hip-hop this weekend.
See how Run DMC were on the stage at the free concert in New York?
So dope.
They say the last time the two are going to get together, of course, Jam Master J, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah. Again, Covino and Rich with Danny G, Joel, and Spot on the Videos at Covino and Rich. We're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios.
Now, before we get to Tyson trivia, before we get to something really funny that went down 84 years ago, something real fun we'll get to, and of course, some more NFL chat here on CNR. We mentioned it earlier and off the air. We were just saying how it hasn't been talked about enough. When Fernando Valenzuela had his night at Dodger Stadium out here in LA, I wasn't there. I didn't go.
I was mind blasted by the footage on social media.
I'm not a Dodger guy, but what I saw on TikTok, Instagram, people posted on Facebook and Twitter.
I sent it to my parents. That's how impressed I was.
I sent it to my mom.
I said, wait until you see the sombrero. You're going to cry. It was amazing.
I was at first wondering, all right, I don't want to get tricked. Is this real?
If you tell me now it's fake, I'm going to be so upset.
From what I understand, it's real. Danny, you're a Dodgers guy. The Fernando Valenzuela drone show, where they had all these drones making an image of him throwing a pitch and then a bat and then a...
By the way, they made a weekend out of it. It was like Fernando Mania weekend as they retired the number 34 at Dodger Stadium. The footage was like something we've never seen before.
So sick.
Yeah.
And then the groundskeeper, did you see the video where they were writing his name into the dirt? And just you could tell how beloved he is, especially in Southern California.
Unbelievable.
That mania was a real thing when I was a tiny kid. It's one of my first memories of sports.
Well, we talked about that on our afternoon show here on Fox Sports Radio, how we grew up little pumpkin pie haircutted kids on the East Coast.
Yeah, Camino's from Jersey, I'm from New York, but we, as little kids, were like, oh.
Fernando mania. Like, we remember, like, oh, wow. I can't imagine what it was like as a kid here in the barrios of L.A., right? Honestly, it must have been insane. So to see how beloved he was and to see this drone show, Honestly, if you haven't seen it, Fox Sports Radio Nation, you got to check it out.
Yeah, just honestly go on any social media and just type in Valenzuela Dodgers drones. And
I was thinking fireworks are a thing of the past.
That's
We talked about it at the beginning of the baseball season. It's something new that the Dodgers rolled out to rotate Friday night fireworks with Friday night drone shows.
Look at that.
And, you know, impressive. I'm not saying fireworks have hit their limit, but you know, you see impressive fireworks at a game or on the 4th of July, and you're like, oh, that's beautiful. But we may have hit the limit for now as far as like, oh, you have smiley face? That's cool.
They had Vince Scully. They had the microphone.
But when you can incorporate...
They had drones in the shape of Fernando Valenzuela pitching.
What about the idea of a hybrid drone firework show? Is that the future? Because I don't think you could just roll straight up fireworks after what I saw. After what I saw... And at that way, Fernando Valenzuela, you know, tribute, I feel like seeing only fireworks now would be like going to a car that does not have CarPlay, Bluetooth, anything. Like, once you use something, you can't go back.
Yeah.
It would be like going back to old cable TV after you've been streaming.
Right, right. And there's an art of watching the drones and trying to figure out, well, what are they going to create next? Like, oh wow,
it's like a marching band.
Yeah, the American flag. Oh, the Mexican flag. Oh wow, a sombrero. What they were doing with the drones, and again, they take formation, they take shape, and then they lie. It's such a cool experience, man. And again, the footage is it looks fake. It looks unreal.
So I wonder
it's
how
amazing
many...
that we're when I realize what we're capable of and his stupid drones. These UFO sightings are nonsense. They're just stupid drones everywhere. If we have drones that are able to do this...
Oh, my God. Aliens have made Fernando Valenzuela. Oh, yeah, they're just drones.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I do think that... remember we said it. Not a big deal, but if it's not this year, next year, your hometown stadium, football, baseball, whatever it is, any outdoor sporting event, there will be drone nights. Because the whole firework thing, that's good and all. Still exciting, still fun to bring the kids or family out to fireworks night. But drones have taken it to a whole different level. And my wife said...
Whole new level where the rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
My wife, my wife was saying, who gets into that? Meaning... That had to be someone years ago, a nerd long ago, that's like, I feel like drones are the future and I'm going to dedicate myself. Like, because you have to have, I'm guessing, multiple operators of those things, right?
Oh, yeah. One nerd started a drone club and 20 others joined him.
It really is amazing. It really, really was. Like,
and what do they do
honor.
For downtime? They got it.
Well, they have a lot of downtime. People that probably deal with drones, Joel, probably don't date much. So they got plenty of time to work it out.
But they play video games.
I'm a drone guy. Well, okay.
Remote control cars in their living room.
Yeah, if you're a drone guy, it comes with a lifetime guarantee. No booty for a lifetime guaranteed. But you probably make good money doing that if that's your thing. Showing up. I bet your rich people are going to start doing that. Like, hey, it's the Kardashian party and they got like a drone show.
Now, you know where you're going to see this first? First and first, mostly with everything going on in Vegas. And Vegas is all about putting on shows, you know, creating a show and an atmosphere. It's a party. Any event you go to in Vegas, a party. That just adds to it. This just adds to the experience of the overpriced ticket that you're paying for. It's really worth it.
Yeah. I mean, Vegas now has the... The bubble? What is it?
The sphere.
The sphere. They have the sphere.
The bubble.
Yeah, the bubble. You know, move over Bellagio Water Show. Move over Sphere. There's going to be...
The sphere holds 18,000 people, and it's like...
$2.2 billion bubble.
Yeah, the highest in acoustics and technology. We've all seen it. We saw it for the NBA kickoff, the summer league kickoff.
NBA call.
Or tip-off, I should say. But it's impressive. So whatever they could do to add to the show... And add to the fun, I think that's definitely the next thing.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's get into it. It's Tuesday, and we do Tyson trivia. Come on.
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
All right, in for the great Dan Patrick. It is CNR's Tyson Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, Danny G?
On FSR, as security walks in, our broke mic.
So early here, guys. Man. They wake me up so early. You guys don't even give me any money or nothing.
I haven't seen you this early ever.
Give me stale donuts to come here. Hey, what's up? Good morning, Joe. Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi,
hey,
Mike.
Fox Sports Radio. Hey, what's going on? Hey, Spot. How are you?
Let's meet the contestants. 12-time winner, Rich Davis.
Yeah, buddies. Let's do it.
He's Tom Brady of this trivia.
Yeah, he definitely plays with drones. I can see. He's like, definitely, like, he has multiple drones.
3-time champion, Spotty Boy.
Yo.
Hey, Spot.
Hey, Mike.
First-time contestant, Kevin
Wire.
Like
Travis you're like Travis Kelce a little bit.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
You're like Travis Kelce on a bad day.
And over here to my right, you guys see Kevin. He's never played this. This is his first time.
Hey, what's up, Kev, on the update?
I'm a very casual boxing
observer,
so let's see how well I do here.
Kevin, to the update room in the pitch dark.
I feel like he's making excuses. You're making excuses, and no excuses in Tyson trivia.
All right, and you know what, Kev? Get right on your mic. Say it loud with some pride. What state would you like to represent here? Missouri, Pennsylvania on the studio lines, or California?
Oh, give me my home state of California.
All right, let's go to Sean in Sacramento.
What's up, Sean?
Oh, made it to the show. My brother's in shock. What up?
Yo, what's up, Sean? Hey, light the beam, Sacramento. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Sean.
All right, Sean, you are going to be playing for CNR Nerf Football. Rules for Iron Mike Trivia. The first contestant with 2 correct answers is the champ.
I'm the champ. I'm always the youngest heavyweight champion of the world.
No, they'll be the champ. If there's a tie, then we have a tie-breaking question. Your name is your buzzer, so say it loud, but you do have to wait until all 3 possible answers are read. If there's 2 wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question.
Iron Mike.
Are you ready?
Iron Mike, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's get it on. Round 1.
Gotta wake myself up. All right, ready, guys? Let's go. Round 1. My life was turned into a documentary which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 2008 in a one-man stage show on Broadway that was directed by A, Keke Palmer, B, Spike Lee, or Lloyd Richards, C.
Rich.
Sean.
Rich.
Spike Lee part of that, Mike?
Yeah,
Spike
buddy.
Lee, the wonderful man, the beautiful man. Spike Lee, the answer correct, guys.
Rich right away on the board there. Let's go to round 2.
All right, Sean, I'm rooting for you. Let's go. Dana White was on my Hot Boxing podcast a week ago. When he expressed his passion for old school hip hop, I busted out singing what song? A, Jailhouse Rap by the Fat Boys. I used to love the Fat Boys. B, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Or C, Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Sean.
Sean.
A.
No.
I used to love the Fat Boys, though.
Kevin.
Kevin for the steal.
C.
Yes. That's a clip that went viral. Mike, why were you singing a Bon Jovi song during a hip-hop conversation?
Everybody loves Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi. I love them. They like every time I go to Jersey, I love Bon Jovi.
It's just so out of place, Mike.
I love
Bon Jovi. If people haven't seen the clip, you got to look it up.
Slippery When Wet. That was my mantra and my favorite album.
Oh.
Slippery?
Dana White's dropping some lyrics. And Mike, you chime in and you just start wailing Bon Jovi.
You give love. You know the words. Why are you acting like you don't know the words?
All right, so on the board, Rich and Kevin, let's move on to round 3.
Yep.
Round 3. I once famously said this about being focused. A, when I'm fully focused, I can hear the sweat leaving my forehead. Oh. B, my focus caused many men to lay flat on the canvas. Ooh. Or C, when you're really focused, you hear everything.
Sean
to get on the board.
Hey.
No.
Rich.
Sorry, buddy. Rich, this would be for the win for Rich.
We'll go with B.
No.
Oh, you'll be wrong. Man. And Sean, I like your style. He chimes in real fast. You're wrong, though, every time. Wrong every time, but I like your style.
So Mike hears everything when he's focused. It's creeping.
Is that your answer, Mike? What do you
see when you're really focused? You hear everything. You got to pay attention.
All right, that's round true. 4 on the board.
So many people are just so self-aggrandizing, so self-centered that they don't even pay attention. It's like you, Rich. You're always just, what am I going to say next? You're never really listening. You got to be in the moment.
I'm in the moment now.
You got to be in the moment. You got to stay focused.
Rich and Kevin on the board. Spotty trying to get
parked
on
down
there.
Over there.
Let's go.
Round
right,
four.
Here we go.
Who did I curse in 2022 for stealing my life story?
Oh.
I said that they disgustingly treated me like a blank they could sell on the auction block. Was it A, Netflix, B, Hulu, or C, Apple
Spot.
TV?
Spot.
Oh,
B, Hulu. Oh.
Yes, with Spot. Hulu. Boy,
I still haven't watched it. It was horrible. They didn't even give me any money. I got nothing from that.
Sean, you almost got in there.
Sorry, Sean.
Spot, Rich, and Kevin all on the board as we go to round number five.
Wow, that's going round five with Tyson. Very impressive, guys. I give you a slow clap.
Thanks.
Round
Mike.
Five. I'll always be champ. So you should know this. When is my birthday? Oh. Is it A, June 30th, B, July 5th, or C, May 24th? Don't Google. No Google.
Sean
to get on the board.
Let's go with A.
Yes, June 30th.
Oh, son of a gun.
June 30th, and nobody here got me a card. The only card I got was from Glass Joe and my dentist. Round right. six.
Yeah, yeah, nice work, guys. We got a lot of people on the board
this
here.
This is for the win.
I think everyone's on the board.
In May, my cannabis company, Tyson 2.0, launched a partnership.
Wait, did what?
They launched. You don't know what that word means? In May, my cannabis company, Tyson 2.0, launched. I'm going to say real slow for Danny G. Launched a partnership with InnerCure.
Oh.
A, an Atlanta-based holistic healing company. B, an Israeli medical marijuana company, or C, a San Diego, California-based edibles company.
Kevin.
Kevin for the win.
C.
No.
Rich.
You can see your way out. You lost.
Rich for his 13th win of all time.
Is it B?
Yes, it is. An Israeli, or as Mike said, Israel medical marijuana company.
Well, you're a very, very competitive fighter.
I know. Well, hey, every Tuesday, a little Tyson trivia. And I'm gonna send Sean in Sacramento
your
my
ball.
Hey, guys,
football.
If I fight in the Roman Coliseum, will you buy tickets?
I will.
I want to fight Elon Musk.
Or fight a lion.
I fight a lion. Now, a lion, they're beautiful creatures. I want to fight Elon. Elon at the Roman Coliseum, guys.
Sean, we have a CNR FSR Nerf football headed out to Sacramento.
That's why y'all the most interactive show on Fox Sports Radio. Keep it lit, brothers.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Bye, Joel. Good to see you, Joel. Bye, guys. Bye, Kevin.
Security.
Bye, guys. I'm going to take a nap.
It's way too early
for Mike Tyson. Bye. Good night. Bye, guys.
Well, thank you, Mike. Hey,
good night.
Good night. Yeah, good night. Coming up here on FSR, Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
On this day in 1939... The Wizard of Oz debuted at Grauman's Theater here in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
And on this day, huh?
On this day, the first screening ever of The Wizard of Oz.
Game changer.
I'll get you, my pretty.
By the
way. And your little dog, too.
not music, bad, right? This music frightened the hell out of every kid, no? I think so. I think you hesitate to show it to your kid even now for two reasons. Because it's very special. And you want them to have some sort of reaction to it, right? And you hope and wonder if they're even going to like it because their eyes are a little different from today's perspective. But you also hold back because you're like, I hope they're not scared. I don't want to ruin it for them because that might scare them. Or the flying monkeys might say, I don't know if they can handle this. But this music used to freak me out as a little kid.
Yo, is Miss Gulch the original Karen?
Oh, yeah. No, I was came over to
just complain, like, you're dumb,
yeah,
and you're this, and you're that. Rah!
I saw a meme that said Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie was the original Karen.
The original Karen.
But yeah. I'll go with that.
A legendary movie. It's, by the way, it's on Hulu right now streaming. And I watched last night, and I think my kid's six, and I'm like, you're right, the flying monkeys and the witch, and you realize a couple things.
I think she's right about at the age where you show it to her, like, I can't believe you watched it without her, but if that's your reasoning, then that's your parental decision.
Let me tell you, bro. The makeup...
But watching that without your little rugrat is like going to Disneyland without your kid.
The makeup and the effects, you got to look at it from two perspectives. Compared to now, it looks whack. But for 1939, oh my God. It's the only movie from that era that would even come close to standing the test of time.
Ebra.
There's some hardcore magic going on there when you watch that movie that you can't recreate in today's movie world.
The question is this. I'm going to put a little sports twist on this.
What happened was just this.
And Joel, you can kill the music. It's scaring me now. I'm waiting for some old whack lady in a bike to fly by.
Who killed my music?
So, was it you? If you could recast The Wizard of Oz with athletes, who would you put in there? Dorothy, Tin Man Scarecrow, Cowardly Lion. If you were to say current day, because isn't Ariana Grande doing a Wicked movie, right, that's coming out in a year or so? If you were to recast the actual Wizard of Oz and you could make the cast with solely athletes, like I get like a couple come to mind. Like, would
what athlete's going to play Dorothy? Like,
there's women athletes, you know.
I'm trying to figure out.
I know that.
You know, there's women that play sports, Camino.
I didn't think that you were going to cast Mike Tyson as Dorothy.
Cam Newton as Dorothy.
Russell Wilson definitely gets a role. It's just, I don't know if he's no heart or the...
Russell Wilson.
You know what? I got a feeling since Rich
there's
watched
two angles.
The movie.
You know, Joel, there's two angles, right? Because you could be like, who would look the part? But then you can be like, well, who's got no heart? Who's got no brains? Who's got no courage?
I think Mike Tyson should be the Cowardly Lion because he does the put him.
Oh, that's a spot. It's a good one. Or you could go like a Bartolo Colon as the Cowardly Lion just because he might look the part.
Like stature and things like that.
Travis Kelce kind of looks the part.
Well, like I said, if Rich watched a movie last night, I imagine he thinks he has the ultimate cast.
Yeah, you were sitting around watching The Bachelorette, boring, and the Yankees. I watched The Wizard of Oz and Hard Knocks.
Well,
I won.
I'm not going to hard knock you for watching it. It's a classic. I know it sounds a little corny, but when's the last time you watched The Wizard
Dude,
of Oz?
We had a conversation about...
It was the most special movie you could possibly watch as a kid growing up. It only aired on what? Around Thanksgiving time when we were
Rich
kids?
Rich watched the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, it's only an hour and a half. It's like an hour 40 minutes. Yeah, because I started it,
He skipped parts.
Yeah, but it's amazing. Mets get down by five runs?
The Mets, I'm done.
Rich skipped the Poppy's part. Watching with Rich takes the magic out of it, but he watched it.
How is that relevant?
Because you fast forward.
I told you that. It's only an hour and a half.
You watched it without your kid. You watched it late at night, probably on edibles. But
tell me about the Bachelorette last night. Was it great? Hometowns?
Hold on. I'm not knocking you for watching it. I'm knocking the style in which you watched it. I'm telling you, I agree. It's a very special movie. And I watched it recently, too. And what they did for 1939 was amazing.
How dare you watch it on edibles?
Yeah.
Those flying monkeys freak me out.
You got to cue it up with the Dark Side of the Moon. Which, by the way, I've never done that. But you're saying recast the movie.
If I said Scarecrow.
Yeah. I got the number one answer.
Scarecrow, maybe like a Peyton Manning type, like someone a little goofier.
Like you could see him being goofy,
like
doing
who came to mind for me? Physicality of the Scarecrow that could be like.
Saw this athlete, former athlete, but once an athlete, always an athlete, kind of. He made a cameo as a guest player for the Savannah Bananas recently. And I'm like, look at this guy. He's perfect for that. His name is Hunter Pence. He's been on our show. He's a goofy character. And I could see him being that, if I only had a brain, I could see that.
I could wild away hours.
So I'm going with Hunter Pence on that one.
I think it should be an NBA player because that movie character flopped around all over the place.
That's a good one.
LeBron.
That's good. I like that. All right, so, you know, let's hear from you guys. 877-99-ON-FOX. Let's go to Jason in New York. What's up, Jason?
Hello, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Good. I have an all-NBA Wizard of Oz for you.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Okay. So your Tin Man is street clothes Anthony Davis. Anytime he stops moving, he rusts up and he's useless.
Well, I like his explanation.
That's an old tick. He got paid.
He did get paid, though.
Your big cowardly lion looks ferocious when he does 360 dunks in practice and then cries and runs to the bench. That's Zion. Your scarecrow is Joel Embiid because he's the only one with no brains and sat there for that process that was never going to work. Jordan Poole is Toto because all he does is bark.
Hey, everybody on your team got paid.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this guy thought this out.
I like it.
He thought it out way more than us.
We're going to give Glenda to Becky Hammon because she hasn't done anything wrong. The fake wizard is Daryl Morey because everyone keeps falling for it. The wicked witch is Jim Dolan because he just won't go away. And Harden is Dorothy because all he does is cry that he wants to go home.
Are you on the East Coast? Where is this guy?
You know, you win, bro.
Dude, you won the game.
He's in upstate New York.
Can we give this guy a bribery ball? Give this guy a Nerf football.
You want me to hook
you up? Please put him on hold. Yeah. He put some serious thought into that.
Jason, stay on hold. And by the way, he mentioned Joel Embiid. The news this morning is that Embiid took all Sixers affiliation off of his social media.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gotta give them knee surgeries back then.
Yeah, but that's the 2023 way of saying, wah.
Yeah, the 2023 way of saying, like, well, I'm mad at you.
Right.
Wow. So I don't know if this is going to work out. Let me, you know, scrub you from my Insta.
Sounds like to me he's saying, I'm stuck.
Can I cast the horse of a different color, Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, you want Shaquille to pop his head through?
No, he's the horse of a different color. Remember the horse that changes color?
Oh, yeah.
You probably never even realized it. But he's one of the only guys that has played for every color of the rainbow.
Do you ever see that meme where it's Shaq has wore every color uniform in the rainbow?
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and don't forget the purple, too. He played for all of them. Shaquille O'Neal.
I almost thought you were going like a Shannon Sharp type comparison thing, but okay.
No, you forget, though, that Shaq wore that.
He played for that many teams.
He wore that Celtics green for a second. I know Laker fans like to forget that ever happened.
Painful. Well, that was the baggiest uniform, I think, in history.
Yep. Again, crossfire. Bang, bang, bang. 10 seconds. Let's wrap this up.
To Travis in Florida. What's up, Travis?
What's up, guys? Love hearing the show. So, a couple things. One, y'all were talking about the teams that'll make their fans cry and the teams that'll outshine.
Yeah.
I think that those two teams are going to be Tampa Bay is going to make people cry because, you know, Baker's going to get set and cut. and New Orleans is going to surprise everybody with Derek Carr.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Travis, I like your call, but I feel like those things are not wildly crazy prediction.
I like the
Saints. No, but I'm saying,
one.
Like, in my mind, like, yeah,
Tampa. No, I don't think anyone has expectations for the Buccaneers.
No, but I'm saying, like, Tampa, yeah. You know, they won a Super Bowl a couple years ago with Tom Brady. No one's expecting them to be good.
Well, we went through the Saints schedule yesterday morning.
The Saints schedule, I think.
Cakewalk.
If we all made a team, we'd go, you know, we'd play 500 football. Let's go.
Where I think I got to reset all the lines.
Oh, you know, yeah, because they're cool. You know what? In fact, the answer is at Covino and Rich.
We
move
just
on
blew
from
up
there.
The phone system, man.
Yeah, man.
Covino and Rich.
Every line still ringing.
Blowing up the phone system. What?
All your feedback is great. To the point where I feel like we've. Can we agree on one guy each? Which that one guy was so good with the NBA team.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah, you might want to do it per sport.
You know what? That's a fun little homework assignment. At Covino and Rich, hit us up. And some of the best answers, we'll throw some Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs at you. All right? Now, coming up here on Cove and Rich, on Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, I do want to go over the one surprise team that is really going to make fans cry by November. We're talking like, I want to see the team that is a letdown. Of all letdowns. And then the team with very little expectation that might surprise you, that might have a little something in the tank that you don't realize.
Got to factor in all those recent moves too, though.
Today we
Dalvin
learned.
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott. And then there's question marks that could factor into your decision making here. And we talked about that first hour. If you missed it, catch that on the podcast. We talked about the new standard in the world of running backs.
And listen, all your feedback at Covino and Rich. We'll see you tomorrow in for DP again. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.